Yeah, I'm old. Lifespring Family Audio Bible, episode number 150. The executive producer for this episode is John Anonymous. This is the podcast where we are reading through the Bible in a year. A lot of people have said, I need to read the Bible more, but life gets in the way. Well, my goal is to help you accomplish the objective of reading the Bible. As a matter of fact, reading the entire Bible in 1 year. And every episode, I share some insights from each day's reading that maybe helps you think about what we've read that day. My name is Steve Webb, and I'm your host. I'm glad you're here today. If you'd like to get in touch with me, my email address is steve@lifespringmedia.com. Today's reading is Psalms 63 through 65. To find out what Bible translation I'm using today, go to the show notes page at bible.lifespringmedia.com, look for episode 150, or look on your podcast app. Speaking of your podcast app, have you noticed the new artwork for the show? Every day it's different. How do you like it? If you'd like to contribute artwork to the show, that could be a way for you to participate in the creation of an episode, which would make you a producer. So now you have another way to contribute value to the show. With the value for value model, you can contribute time, treasure, or talent. Well, creating artwork for the episode takes time and talent. So even if you can't contribute monetarily, you can contribute. You can be a producer. If you'd like to give it a go, head on over to lifespringmedia.com/art. You can find more information there, and you can find a download with a Photoshop template file to get you started. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we ask that you open your word to us today. Help us to understand and see how we can apply your word to our lives today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's begin. Psalms chapter 63. God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. I thirst for you. My body faints for you in a land that is dry, desolate, and without water. So I gaze on you in the sanctuary to see your strength and your glory. My lips will glorify you because your faithful love is better than life. So I will praise you as long as I live. At your name I will lift my hands. You satisfy me as with rich food. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. When I think of you as I lie on my bed, I meditate on you during the night watches because you are my helper. I will rejoice in the shadow of your wings. I follow close to you. Your right hand holds on to me. But those who seek to destroy my life will go into the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the power of the sword. They will become the jackal's prey. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by him will boast, for the mouths of liars will be shut. Psalm chapter 64. O God, listen to my complaint. Protect my life from my enemy's threats. Hide me from the plots of this evil mob, from this gang of wrongdoers. They sharpen their tongues like swords and aim their bitter words like arrows. They shoot from ambush at the innocent, attacking suddenly and fearlessly. They encourage each other to do evil and plan how to set their traps in secret. Who will ever notice? They ask. As they plot their crimes, they say, we have devised the perfect plan. Yes, the human heart and mind are cunning. But God himself will shoot them with his arrows, suddenly striking them down. Their own tongues will ruin them, and all who see them will shake their heads in scorn. Then everyone will be afraid. They will proclaim the mighty acts of God and realize all the amazing things he does. The godly will rejoice in the Lord and find shelter in him, and those who do what is right will praise him. Psalms chapter 65. God in Zion, we praise you and give you what we promised. Anyone can come to you and you will listen to their prayers. When our sins become too heavy for us, you wipe them away. Oh, how wonderful it is to be the people you chose to come and stay in your temple. And we are so happy to have the wonderful things that are in your temple, your holy palace. God, you answer our prayers and do what is right. You do amazing things to save us. People all over the world know they can trust in you, even those who live across the sea. You made the mountains. We see your power all around us. You can calm the roughest seas or the nations raging around us. People all around the world are amazed at the wonderful things you do. You make all people, east and west, sing with joy. You take care of the land. You water it and make it fertile. Your streams are always filled with water. That's how you make the crops grow. You pour rain on the plowed fields. You soak the fields with water. You make the ground soft with rain, and you make the young plants grow. You start the new year with a good harvest. You end the year with many crops. The desert and the hills are covered with grass. The pastures are covered with sheep. The valleys are filled with grain. Everything is singing and shouting for joy. Psalm 63 begins with a declaration of devotion. David says, God, you are my God. I eagerly seek you. Scholars believe that this was written by David during the time that Absalom was pursuing him. This is a time when David had been betrayed by those he trusted. He feared for his life, and he felt all alone. And yet, this is a beautiful psalm of devotion and praise. David says, God, you are my God. It's as if he's saying, I will have no other. And then verses 3 and 4, I much prefer in the King James Version because in 1974, Calvary Chapel's Maranatha Singers had a song called Thy Loving Kindness based on these verses. I can't read them without hearing this song in my head. Thy loving kindness is better than life. My lips shall praise thee. Thus will I bless thee. I will lift up my hands unto thy name. This, by the way, was the first album of the worship music of the Jesus Movement. And the songs from this album were sung for years and years by churches and youth groups around the world. Matter of fact, I still have my copy of the vinyl album from 1974. Yeah, I'm old. But I digress. We were talking about David's psalm, weren't we? David says that at night as he lies on his bed, he meditates on the Lord. Remember, this is during the time that Absalom is after him to kill him. But instead of worrying about that, David meditates on the Lord. How many of us lie in our bed and worry about the bills, whether we'll be able to keep our jobs, or if we'll be able to get another job once the COVID scare is over, or if our kids will be okay, or on and on and on. 1 Peter 5:7 says, Give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares for you. Easier said than done, I know, but when we put this in context with the way we started, with David saying, God, you are my God, the focus shifts from our problems to Him, to God. And then we can, like David, meditate on the Lord. Dropping down to verse 8, David says, Your right hand holds on to me. The right hand in Scripture represents the hand of strength. And so David is saying that God's strong hand holds on to him. He's safe. And nothing can take him from God's strong grip. That's security, beloved. He talks about how his enemies will be destroyed, but the king, David himself, will rejoice in God, and all who swear by him or who believe in him will boast, for the mouths of the liars will be shut. Those who trust in God will be vindicated, David is saying, while their enemies will be shown to be liars and they will be silenced. When God is on your side, what is there to worry about? What do you think? I invite your comments. Write to me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. Tomorrow we'll begin the book of Proverbs. We'll read chapter 1. Remember, if you've got some artistic ability and know how to use Photoshop, take a crack at creating some of the album art for the show. You can find the template files at lifespringmedia.com/art. And when you download that file, there's a README document with more instructions. For more about the value for value model, go to lifespringmedia.com/support. Until tomorrow, beloved, may God bless you richly. I'm Steve Webb. Thanks for being here. Bye.